time to talk Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. The Sabres are on a road trip out west. They lost to the San Jose Sharks 4-1 Tuesday night, their fifth loss in six games. Before that, they split a weekend home-and-home with Columbus, coming from behind to win one of those games. Bill, what are some of your thoughts on these last few games?
Well, if you want to start with Saturday's win against the Blue Jackets, it was a fun game. It was one of the most exciting of the year. And it illustrated the Sabres haven't quit on the season. They fell down 3-0 in the first period to the Blue Jackets, and during the intermission, Dan Bylsma appealed to their pride, and sure enough, they got going 18 seconds into the second period, and they scored five straight goals, and they won. And it was another one of those wins where it makes you scratch your head because it kind of illustrated what the Sabres can be when they're at their best. The Blue Jackets are a very good team, one of the best in the Eastern Conference. The Sabres just kind of mowed through them for 40 minutes. They were fast. They were fun to watch. Robin Lehner came off the bench in goal and did a terrific job, played his best game in a while. But then Tuesday in San Jose, they kind of reverted back to how they've been the last couple of weeks here. They didn't have anything going, and sure, they took an early lead, but they hung on for about 40 minutes. And the game kind of showed just how far the Sabres have to go. I mean, the Sharks aren't just a pretty good playoff team. They're the reigning Western Conference champions. And the Sabres almost couldn't compete with them. They were just outshot. They were outclassed. And it was a bad game.
Well, we've talked a lot lately about how good Jack Eichel's been for the last couple of months. But we've also seen some signs that he still has a lot to learn about playing in the NHL.
It's very true, and we've talked about his exploits plenty of times on this program before, and he's still offensively, he's almost up to a point a game. He scored early Tuesday night. He's on the biggest points run we've seen in these parts in years, but he's still very raw, and we saw that Tuesday. We saw him score on his own goaltender, more or less. He couldn't corral a pass in front of the net, and it got through Robin Lehner's legs, and that changed the whole game. The Sabres were going to escape the second period 1-1, but that goal just deflated them. And then he was on for some more goals in the third period, and he wound up sitting about the last 5 minutes of the game, and he played a season-low 14 minutes and 6 seconds. And if he's going to be a true superstar in the NHL, he's going to have to learn how to play two ways. And we've seen some signs of growth in that, I think, over the last 2 years here, but he's still very raw. And good on Coach Dan Bylsma for sitting him down. I think some coaches might just keep giving a guy like Jack Eichel some shifts, but he didn't like the way he was playing. He wasn't playing good, so he sat for 5 minutes, and he played 14 minutes in the game, which wasn't something you expect for a guy who's been on a tear like he has been.
Well, the Sabres are out of the playoff hunt. They have 12 games left. What are they looking to accomplish here down the stretch?
I think there's a lot to accomplish in these next few weeks. I think, first of all, pride. I know it sounds cliche to talk about playing for pride, but they can't go meekly. They've done too much losing now for 4 years. These next few weeks have to be about establishing an identity, carrying over some of the things they've done in their wins this year. And as we've said many times before, they have some terrific wins against some of the league's best clubs. And when they beat the Rangers, when they beat San Jose earlier this year at home, they're physical, they're tenacious, they come at you in waves, they're quick. They can be a fun team to watch, and I think that's what they need to establish in these last 12 games, because they're going to have to play the same way to win next year. And Dan Bylsma talked about it last week. He talked about establishing an identity in these last games, and you shouldn't have any questions who the Buffalo Sabres are. And right now we do, because they're incredibly inconsistent. One game they look like a playoff team, and then for a few games they look like one of the league's worst teams. So establishing an identity should be their main focus for these last few weeks.
Sabres are in L.A. for a game against the Kings tonight. They'll go to Anaheim after that for a game Friday night. Bill Hoppe joins us each week on Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.